I invite you to relax. As we go through this relaxation, you may feel you need to move, and that is okay. You're free to adjust yourself at any point. Give yourself permission to relax in this moment, with the knowledge that this is your time, because when you truly relax, you are in control. The more you physically relax, the more you mentally relax. And when you are relaxed, you can think clearly and you can implement change. So now just take a moment to check in with your body and make sure you're comfortable. And now turning attention to your breathing. Take a couple of slower breaths, breathing out for a little bit longer than breathing in. Because that pattern of breathing shows your brain it is time to be calm and to step away from the outside world. And you can be aware of your head relaxing, so you don't have to hold on to any stress or tension in your shoulders or your neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. Because now's the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. In this moment, you can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you and any sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is still safely turning. And you can allow yourself this moment to just rest back, relax, and let go. You can ease off the muscles in your back and down your spine, along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles, all the way down to your feet, your toes, even your arms, and every finger, loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts, as you pay attention to your breathing. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. And now, I would like you to imagine for a moment that your mind is like a house that you've lived in for a very long time. And you can imagine this in any way that feels right for you. A house that you know well. Every room, every corner, every habit of light at different times of the day. In this house, there is a room that you have visited often. It might not feel especially comfortable, but it is familiar. It is lit a little too brightly, and it hums with a low, constant energy, like something is always about to happen. But it is familiar, and sometimes familiar feels like safe. This room might be linked to different things. Perhaps you went there to feel prepared, to feel like you were taking care of things, to feel that by staying alert, you were keeping one step ahead, And here is something important to understand. Something your mind can receive with great gentleness now. When we spend enough time in that room, when the hum of alertness becomes the sound we fall asleep to and the sound that we wake up to, the body gets used to it. The hormones that the body releases in that state, the adrenaline, the cortisol, the chemical surge of being alert, they become familiar too. They begin to feel like normal, like the way things are supposed to feel. And so when the room goes quiet, when life for a moment offers stillness and calmness, something in the body notices the difference and reaches almost automatically for the familiar hum again. This is simply what the body does when it has learned to associate a particular chemistry with safety, just as it might reach for a cup of tea at the same time each morning, or feel restless when a long-held routine changes. The body reaches for what it knows. Your brain, that extraordinary, devoted, endlessly protective brain of yours, learned to believe that this room was where you needed to be, that the hum was the sound of safety, that stillness meant something had been missed. And so it kept leading you back there, because it has learned that this was how it kept you well, how it kept you safe. And I want you to now recognize, with great warmth, how hard your mind has been working on your behalf, how much effort it has invested, how devoted it has been to your survival. And I want you to know that you can thank it for that, right now, in whatever way feels right to you. You can offer your own mind a quiet, genuine thank you for all the years it stood guard, for all the times it tried to protect you. It did the best it could with what it knew. And now, together, you are going to show it something new. I would now like you to imagine, from the room you know so well, there is a door that you haven't opened before. A simple door, warm wood, a smooth handle. And something about it invites you gently. And when you open it, you step into a different space entirely. This room is filled with a quality of light that feels easy on the eyes, soft and clear, neither too bright nor too dim. The air here has a quality of ease, of openness, of held breath, finally, gently released. And what strikes you most is this. It is quiet here, the quiet of a morning when nothing needs to happen, of a space that holds you without demanding anything from you. Notice what it feels like to be here. There may be something in your body that responds, a subtle loosening, a warmth, a sense of unfamiliar but welcome rest. Whatever you notice, simply let it be. You are safe here. You are completely, entirely safe. And in this moment, right now, your nervous system is beginning to learn something important. It is learning that this feeling, this ease, this quiet, is not an absence of anything. It is safety, real safety, the kind that doesn't cost anything. And it is learning that calm is not the gap between worries. It is a place to live, and it is the place that you are choosing to live right now. Stay here for a moment. Let your body settle into this. Let it become familiar. Let your cells begin to remember this feeling. Because every time you return here, in sessions, in practice, in the quiet moments of your day, it becomes easier to find. The body learns through repetition, just as it learned the old pattern through repetition. And you are, right now, beginning something new, a new chemistry of calm, a new familiar. Allow your body to simply experience this feeling. This feeling of knowing it is okay to be in this safe place. That it might feel different to what it is used to, but the difference can be good. The difference is something it can learn, can get used to. Take your time to allow these sensations simply to be, noticing where in your body you feel that deep sense of connection, of harmony, of feeling calm, breathing into that space, allowing it to fill with a sense of acceptance. And you might want to repeat to yourself silently now, "This is okay. I am okay. I am safe here." Allowing those words to flow through your body. And as you rest in this place, I want to offer you some truths that your mind can carry with it. You are allowed to feel safe, even when nothing is wrong. Calm is not something you have to earn. It is your natural state, and you are returning to it now. Each time you choose to rest in ease, you are teaching your nervous system something new. And it listens, and it learns. You are not your patterns. You are the one who can change them. Your mind is capable of extraordinary things, including this, learning that peace is not a risk. You are supported, you are well, you are here. These truths belong to you now. You may not always remember them consciously, but something in you holds them and will continue to hold them, growing steadily stronger with each day that passes. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and as I do so, you will gently return to full waking awareness, bringing with you everything that has settled into you today. 1. Beginning to come back now. Awareness returning to the room around you. 2. Your body feeling rested and grounded. Your mind clear and calm. 3. A gentle sense of well-being. of having given yourself something genuinely nourishing today. 4. Almost fully back now, taking your time, no rush at all. And 5. Eyes open when you are ready, fully back, feeling well.